Welcome to Everyday Law, a podcast of the Sacramento County Public Law Library. I'm librarian Kate Fitz, and this is episode 9, Avoiding Job Scams.
Mystery shopper, work from home, and other job scams are nothing new. But with so many people looking for work, it's more important than ever to be on guard. Some offers are legitimate, but many are scams to rip you off or even involve you in criminal activity. Here are some things to look out for if you're looking for a job. Who wouldn't want to get paid to shop? Mystery shoppers are hired by businesses to make undercover shopping trips, then evaluate the service they receive. Such jobs do exist, but many classified ads or email offers you receive are scams. The Mystery Shopping Providers Association warns that any job that requires you to supply your credit card information to be reimbursed is a scam leading to identity theft. Another common scam requires the shopper to cash a check from a legitimate business, then wire most of the money back to evaluate the wire service. The check turns out to be forged. If you want to become a mystery shopper, start by visiting the Mystery Shopping Providers Association at www.mysteryshop.org. Their site lists shopping companies you can apply to for free, along with other free information. Beware of emails or classified ads offering to help you find jobs for a fee. The company may even use a name that sounds like a federal agency, like the U.S. Agency for Career Advancement, and offer information about hidden or unadvertised federal jobs. All federal jobs are announced to the public for free at USA Jobs, located at www.usajobs.opm.gov. The Federal Trade Commission's list of tip-offs for fraudulent job placement services include ads or pitches that imply an affiliation with the federal government, guarantee high test scores or jobs, or claim no experience necessary. Ads that refer you to a toll-free number. Often in these cases, an operator encourages you to buy a valuable booklet containing job listings, practice test questions, and tips for entrance exams. Toll-free numbers that redirect you to pay-per-call numbers for more information. The FTC's website, Money Matters, suggests that you be skeptical of firms that require payment up front. Read your contract carefully and contact any company or organization mentioned by an employment service to find out if the company is really hiring. Work-from-home businesses are advertised in emails, classified ads, and even on signs on telephone poles, offering you the chance to make money at home, stuffing envelopes, processing medical billing, reshipping packages, and more. According to the FBI, many of these offers are fraudulent. You may be required to pay for supplies, setup, and training that turn out to be worthless. Or it may turn out to be a pyramid scheme. Your compensation may depend on recruiting other distributors to sign up and pay for supplies as well. The FTC provides more details on the types of work-at-home schemes to look out for, as well as questions to ask before applying for a work-at-home job, such as, what tasks will I have to perform? Will I be paid a salary, or will my pay be based on commission? Who will pay me? When will I get my first paycheck? What is the total cost of the work-at-home program, including supplies, equipment, and membership fees? What do I get for my money? You can also check for complaints against the company with the Better Business Bureau, located at www.bbb.org. The FBI even warns that overseas criminals sometimes hire U.S. residents to receive and reship checks, merchandise, and solicitations to other potential victims, involving you in crime without your knowledge. The personal information you provide in your application may also be used to steal your identity. If you feel you may have been the victim of a job scam, visit the FTC's website at www.ftc.gov. or call 1-877-FTC-HELP to find out what your options are. And remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. With these tips and some common sense, you can protect yourself from these common job scams. For more information and links to the resources mentioned in this podcast, please visit the Everyday Law section of our website at www.saclaw.org.
This episode of Everyday Law was written by librarian Kate Fitz and read by library assistant Natalie Head. To subscribe to the Everyday Law podcast or check out our other services, please visit our website at www.saclaw.org. Thank you.